Thanks, Brad. Good morning. If you were driving through Eureka yesterday at 11:30 a.m., you may have noticed emergency vehicles and personnel temporarily blocking 4th Street. Eureka police were dispatched to the intersection of 4th and C Streets on the reports of a vehicle versus a motorcyclist. Officers located the motorcyclist down in the roadway with what appeared to be significant injuries. Kent Bradburn of Eureka was driving the motorcycle. He was soon transported to the hospital. The other party was driving a 1996 Ford Explorer. She and her three passengers were uninjured. It appears that the Explorer was stopped at the stop sign northbound on C Street and 4th, and when she was pulled in the path of Bradburn, who was riding westbound on 4th Street, Bradburn collided with the passenger side of the Explorer, causing him to be ejected from the vehicle. The cause of the collision is still under investigation. Anyone who witnessed a collision is asked to contact Eureka Police. While at the hospital following up on the collision and checking on the status of Bradburn, officers report finding 7 grams of methamphetamine, individually packaged for sale, among Bradburn's possessions. Officers will forward a case to the DA's office against Bradburn for possession of a controlled substance and driving without a motorcycle endorsement. The California Highway Patrol is investigating the cause of a single vehicle collision that sent 2 elderly Washington State residents to the hospital with moderate and major injuries. 72-year-old Christelle Ferdin was driving northbound on Highway 101 Wednesday evening when for some reason her vehicle left the roadway just north of the Drury Parkway. Vehicle went down an embankment, slamming into a tree. The passenger, 79-year-old Robert Ferdin, was injured along with the driver. Both were taken to Mad River Hospital for treatment. The cause remains under investigation, although impairment is not suspected of playing a role. The Board of Supervisors will return to work next week following the holiday break, and the first order of business will be the swearing-in of 2 new members and an incumbent who won re-election. The ceremony will be held at noon Monday in Supervisors' Chambers as Estelle Fennell will be sworn in to represent the 2nd District after her win over Cliff Clendenin. Rex Bone will be sworn in for the 1st District, which he has represented since Jimmy Smith retired over the summer, and Mark Lovelace, who easily won re-election, will take the oath of office for the 3rd District. There will be a public reception following the ceremony at the Aquatic Center in Eureka, which will provide a chance to meet and greet the supervisors. More KINS News right after this.
There's lots of Kings and lots of Ronalds, but there's only one Mike's Drive-Up in Eureka. At the corner of 7th and Broadway, Mike's Drive-Up serves double cheeseburgers loaded with chili, or you can order a double chili cheese dog. Oh, are they good? Mike's Drive-Up even has homemade milkshakes and malts. And of course, don't forget about Mike's world-famous garlic fries. So drive up to Mike's Tuesday through Saturday to take out lunch or dinner or even a snack, and you'll understand how Mike's Drive-Up advertises by word of mouth.
Reporter Dan Squire discusses why this first week of the new year is a little bit easier for the city of Arcata. Here's Dan with more.
As the first week of the new year comes to a close, city officials and employees of the city of Arcata are back to normal business, and they are back without having to conduct a massive cleanup effort of the Arcata Plaza following the New Year celebration. That's because the city closed off the area of the plaza surrounding the statue of McKinley in an effort to avoid the thousands of dollars in damage done in past celebrations, particularly Halloween in 2011. City Manager Randy Mendoza had this to say about the preemptive effort by the city.
After that last Halloween, where the destruction and injuries were so excessive, we would be remiss, and actually the city would be open to more liability if we didn't take some measures to stop that level of destruction.
Mendoza could not specifically confirm that extra police presence and tougher enforcement by officers during holidays and major events on the plaza will continue.
Well, that's the police department decision. That's the police chief's decision. I basically, as the risk manager for the city, my request was is that they keep people off the statue as much as possible and that they control the vandalism out there. And they're going to have to decide based on whatever factors that are present at the time and evaluate what type of personnel they need to put out there.
Mendoza went on to point out that you can still have fun on the plaza. You just don't get to go wild.
Thanks, Dan. With the KIN essence of the news, I'm Anthony Mantova.